Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Sarah, and I would love to welcome you to another episode of our podcast, another interview episode. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you found some time to do some reading. Our weekend was pretty quiet, as usual. We've been kind of laying low lately for a lot of different reasons, which is okay. Yeah, my husband and I just hung out. I got a bunch of stuff done around the house. I did some reading, which is always good. I actually caught up on a little bit of reading, which is really awesome since I'm always complaining about my TBR list. But yeah, I got to catch up on a little bit, and that always, always makes me happy. At any rate, speaking of reading and speaking of books, I have an interview today. As I mentioned on Thursday, at the end of that episode, I am interviewing author Andrea Tomei about her book, House of Belonging. This is the third in a trilogy, the Hesse Creek trilogy. And let me give you the description of this third book. Who can we count on? The family we're born into, or the one we create for ourselves? Renowned chef Lena Ming walked away from the culinary spotlight and an unhealthy relationship, one that still haunts her a year later. She's trying to start fresh in the Rocky Mountains, opening a concept restaurant on the banks of the Roaring Fork River, where she hopes she'll be able to express her passion for food and bury her heartache. Horse rancher Logan Matthews moved to Aspen to be near his sister and her husband, grateful for his newfound family. Since a chance meeting with Lena the previous summer, Logan's been enchanted, but she doesn't want anything to do with him, which makes her all the more appealing. Despite Lena's efforts to protect her heart, Logan has been on her mind too, and he has a way of turning up in the most unexpected places. Can they learn to trust one another and finally find the sense of belonging they've both been searching for? So that is the description of House of Belonging. It is the third in a trilogy, the Hesse Creek trilogy. These are standalone novels. They each have different couples featured in them. So while there's a lot of crossover and the couples from the first two books appear in this book, you can read this one as a standalone novel. I will say, had I not known that this was a trilogy or this was one of a series, I definitely would have known in the first chapter, because the first chapter starts with a wedding, and there are, I almost wish that I'd read the first two, had a chance to read the first two. I still would like to read the first two, just to keep the characters straight, because it is a wedding. So kind of all the characters from the first two books are at the wedding, and there's just suddenly in the first chapter, just a lot of names. And I was having trouble, a little bit of trouble keeping them all straight. It got easier as the book went on, but I could definitely tell it was part of a series. Don't let that scare you off. It's not that big of a deal. I just could tell in that first chapter that there was clearly something else that had happened before this wedding, and that had I read those first two novels, I would have a clearer picture of who all of those names belong to. But again, wasn't a big deal after just that initial reading of, oh, wow, there's a lot of character names here. Let's try and keep them straight in my head. So these are three standalone novels, but you can read them as a trilogy, of course. You can read them as a series. You could probably read them. I mean, I read the third one first, as keeps happening to me. I keep reading later books in series first, and then I have to backtrack, which is okay. I don't mind that. Lena and Logan are kind of typical and atypical romance characters. I mean, they have that initial resistance and then start to develop a friendship, and then definitely have that chemical attraction that happens in romances. They are not your, they're characters like Logan especially are becoming more typical in romance novels. He's, you know, he's a horse rancher, so he's a cowboy, so he's kind of got that manly man, if you'll excuse the phrase, vibe about him, but he's not afraid to show his vulnerability. He's not afraid to express emotions, and they're very equal in terms of being both independent, strong-willed, and able to be vulnerable and express their feelings. So I really appreciate that. I like the more even keel that some romances are on these days. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's definitely the place for the kind of, you know, the other romance with certain gender roles, but I am very much enjoying the direction that romance has gone. Probably not even recently. I'm sure it's been happening for a much longer time than I am giving it credit for, but House of Belonging. It's the third book in the Hesse Creek series, and I am going to let you listen to Andrea talk about her own book because she knows it much better than I do, obviously. I do need to, before we start the interview, do a quick apology to both you, the listeners, and to Andrea because the very first part of her part of the interview is I hit the wrong button on my my podcast studio recording software, and just completely she recorded, but you couldn't hear her unless you turned me up so loud that I would be blasting in your earbuds or however you're listening, and you could still barely hear Andrea. So I cut off the very beginning of when she's introducing herself, and I apologize to you for that, and I apologize to Andrea. Yeah, I guess I don't know where my brain was on Sunday, but definitely hit the wrong button. It was very much my fault, and I apologize for that. On that note, let's go ahead and turn to the interview with Andrea Tomei about her book, House of Belonging. Hi, Andrea. Welcome to the podcast. It is wonderful to have you here. We are going to talk in a few minutes about your book, House of Belonging. Before we get to the book, though, I would love for my listeners to get to know you a little bit. So if you can share just a little bit about yourself, whatever you're comfortable sharing would be great.
Chicago with my husband and my two kids. I was originally, as a career, a broadcast journalist. I did first sports reporting and then anchoring. And then I switched to news because while I was reporting sports, I met my husband 23 years ago. He's was a Major League Baseball player for 23 years. He's actually going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this summer in 2 weeks, actually. Yeah, so he had a nice long career. So after we got married and him wanted to have our children, I sort of put the broadcasting on hold for a while, sort of temporarily retired, I like to say. And it just raised our kids. We traveled all over. His job took us everywhere, so we had to move a lot. I call those the gypsy years, where we traveled around. And then once our kids got a little older and, you know, we're back in school, that's when I knew I wanted to kind of pick back up and have my own thing going, and writing was what I wanted to try.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Sure. The new book is called House of Belonging. It's actually the third in a trilogy, and the trilogy is the Hess Creek series. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, Hesse Creek series.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the Hesse Creek series, and then we'll talk specifically about House of Belonging.
Sure. So the Hesse Creek series started with the first book, which is called Walland, which is the name of a very small town in Tennessee, where the resort that is the setting for that book is located. It's an actual real resort that was my inspiration. And so I started writing that book and published it in 2016. And then a year later, the follow-up to that was Seeds of Belonging, which is half set in Tennessee still, and then it sort of takes a turn and goes out west to the Rocky Mountains in Aspen. And then the third book, House of Belonging, just came out last month, and that one is fully set in Aspen with a little quick trip to California during the story.
Okay, so there is just your little bit of a teaser of the story and a bit about Andrea herself. We are going to take our first break of the podcast, but when we come back, we'll be talking about Andrea's inspiration for the story, what she loves about Logan and Lena as characters, and lots of other things. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I will be right back.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I am speaking today with author Andrea Tomey about the third in her Hesse Creek trilogy. It's called House of Belonging, and we're going to go ahead and get right back into that interview. What was your inspiration for House of Belonging?
You know, so I knew that it was going to be a series about, or a three-book series, midway through writing Seeds of Intention, the second book. And I was watching at the time, I watched a documentary about a female chef named Dominique Crenn. And I just found her to be so inspirational, and her story, and she talks about how being a woman in you know, as a chef is very difficult. It's a man's business. And so to be a woman and to make it and to get Michelin stars and do everything that she achieved, I just found that so interesting. And food as art, it visually, I think, is really cool. And I had a character from my first book that kind of came back to me, and she was a very small, minor character in Walland, and her name was Lena Ming. And I thought, oh my gosh, the third book is about her. And she is, Dominique Crenn was my inspiration for Lena. And so that was the whole jumping off point for it.
Okay, thank you. Let's talk a little bit more about Lena, and the main characters are Lena and Logan. So what about them do you think will resonate with readers?
Well, I write characters that I want the women to be strong and smart and independent, but still soft and vulnerable. I sort of model them after my children, like how I hope that I'm raising my children to be as adults. Even my men, I want them to be strong and capable, and but I also want, I love a vulnerability in my characters. So I really think that's an important, I hope that's what people resonate with, that these people are not afraid to show, I don't like to call it a weakness, but a vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And can you talk a little bit about their relationship? You know, we don't want to give too much away in the book, but can you talk a little bit about their relationship and how it developed?
Sure. I think, so Logan is a character that was first introduced in Seeds of Intention, the second book. And he is somebody's brother that's the main character in that book. And he's been in town about a year and a half in Aspen. And when Lena comes in, he's been kind of keeping his eye on her. He finds her intriguing, but he's not interested in really, you know, in being in a relationship until he is. and once they get to know each other, they're sort of that chemical thing that happens between two people, just sort of that magnetism that they can't stay away. So it's, I think it's when you find the puzzle piece that matches yours, it's a pretty cool situation.
Yeah. Are there autobiographical elements in the story or the characters?
Not really, other than Aspen is a place that I love to go. And so both Blackberry Farm or Wall in Tennessee and Aspen, and the place in California that I talk about are places that I've traveled extensively. So I think anything autobiographical is just sort of my love for those places coming through in my writing.
Mm-hmm. That I was actually going to ask about that. Why Tennessee and Colorado specifically? Because that, you know, that there is a lot of crossover between those two states talked about in the book.
Yeah, I think I'm a mountain mama. My mom grew up in Morgantown, West Virginia, and I just think we camped as kids. I feel most alive when I'm near trees and streams. So that's easy for me to write about.
Okay. What kind of research did you do for the book? Did you research anything to do with Lena's profession as a chef, or did you research any elements of the book?
I did, actually. I went, coincidentally, my husband had been planning for a while to go to the Aspen Food and Wine Festival, which they hold every year in June. So we did that while I was writing House of Belonging, and that was so helpful, because just to see how they run it and to really live it and immerse yourself in it, that was really helpful. So I did a lot of research during that, which meant I didn't get to drink as much wine as I wanted to because I really had to focus. I was a working trip. But yeah, and you know, just learn. I watched lots of documentaries, and I do watch Food Network a lot. So I just, you know, would take notes when things caught my eye.
Mm-hmm. And Lena is initially a plant-based chef. She has two restaurants in New York. One is vegetarian, one is vegan. And then when she moves to Aspen, she expands on that a little bit. Are you vegan or vegetarian?
I am not, but my mom was for 35 years was a vegan. And my daughter is a vegan, and so I know a lot about that lifestyle, and we do live a pretty healthy lifestyle. I'm not vegetarian, but sometimes I am. You know, I kind of go back and forth and do what feels right for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I like with Lena that she's got, that there's, sometimes I think people find vegetarians and vegans to be inflexible, because mm-hmm. they don't understand that lifestyle. But I like that Lena is willing to be in this book, at least trying to be more inclusive and offering, you know, when someone comes in, she wants to wow them with the plant dishes that she does, but she also wants to offer them what feels safe for people who aren't vegetarian and vegan. So I think that's kind of a cool way to do it.
Yeah. And when she opens the restaurant, there's a charity event, and she creates the menu around haiku.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? What was your inspiration for that particular element of the story?
Yeah, that's another little Easter egg. My mom is a big influence on my writing. She's the reason I really started writing. She was a self-published poet, so poetry was big for her. She loved haikus. She wrote a lot of haikus. And so I knew I wanted to incorporate that in some way. I didn't know how it would come up in the series, but when the menu came to be, I thought, oh, so perfect, because I love the idea of keeping people guessing, making them wonder, taking them on a journey. And I think that's what Lena wanted to do with the poems, is let them, just give them a taste and then show them what was to come. And so, yeah, that's kind of how that came about.
Okay, fun. Thank you. I was going to ask you how many books you envisioned in this series, but then I read the acknowledgments and you said this was the third. But there's a new series coming up, and that sounds, I'm going to assume, and I know you shouldn't assume, but I'm going to guess that it's about Van and his brothers.
It is. Okay. And you know, Van, I didn't see him coming. He's one of my favorite characters that I've written. I think he's so interesting, and I think there's so much there that it was sort of instantaneous that I thought, not only am I going to write a book about him, but I think there's a series there. I think there's three books. I know he has two brothers, and I keep saying, okay, it's going to be about he and his two brothers, but as I'm writing it now, I almost wonder if it's going to be about the women in their lives being the headliners as the top three. So we'll see as it develops what happens.
Mm-hmm. And that one takes place in the Portland area?
In the Pacific Northwest, yeah, but it starts in Portland. There is going to be a tie back to Tennessee also as well, into Nashville.
Okay.
Because it's also kind of talking about a girls' trip, which I think is really an interesting, something I go on with my women friends once a year. And I just think there's so much interesting stuff that happens on those trips that you learn about your friends and that you show each other that maybe you haven't before. And that's going to be part of the story too. So there'll be a tie back to Tennessee.
Okay. Will we see any of the characters from the Hesse Creek series appear
no,
in that one?
No, they're all going to be, they're all in New Orleans. They're busy.
Okay.
I don't know everybody except Van is the only little thread that's coming through.
Okay. Thank you. Also in the acknowledgement section of the book, you talk about how you were kind of almost through writing the trilogy when you realized that that there was a common thread of family and relationships within the trilogy. Family not only as blood ties, but also the family that we make for ourselves. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, and I think I'm 46, and I think at this time in my life, you just really do discover that you do have your family you're born into. And, you know, and my brother and I, like, as we've grown older, we were so close when we were young. We're still close, but he lives in Colorado now, so we don't have the luxury of being around each other all the time. But I have this new family, or not new, but, you know, family that I've created myself for myself and my husband over the last decade or so that we've lived in Chicago. And it's interesting how that really does become your family because you're around them every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it doesn't sound like that was fully intentional that you put that into the book, but it just kind of, as often happens, the characters sort of led you in a direction.
They really did. I mean, the first book that I wrote really, I always say, came through me. I had no outline. I just sat down and it poured out. The second book had a little bit of a loose outline, and then with House of Belonging, because I knew it was going to be the end of the series, I had to tie things up. I had a pretty good structure of what was going to happen. But yeah, the characters do, just when you think you know what you're doing, they do surprise you.
Right. Okay, I'm going to jump in here again so we can take our second break of the podcast. I continue to be fascinated by characters that have minds of their own because pretty much every author I talk to talks about how they're writing along and suddenly the character does something that they weren't expecting. So I guess that leads to some pretty cool things sometimes, but for me, I'd be like, would you seriously stop that? I think I might be too much of a control freak for that. I would be yelling at my characters, and they're fictional. Let's take a break, and I'll go work on my issues. Stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I am speaking today with Andrea Tomey, author of House of Belonging, the third in the Hesse Creek series. And I'm not going to yell at my fictional characters anymore because I don't have any. So don't worry. I'll try to behave myself for the rest of the interview. Let's go ahead and get back to the conclusion of that interview with Andrea Tomey. So you're working on the series next with Van and his brothers. Do you have an idea for roughly when that might start coming out?
I think it's going to, I mean, my goal would be sometime between June and September of next year, probably September, just because I've given myself a little bit of liberty with writing. My husband asked me to help work on his Hall of Fame speech with him. So that was a kind of a big undertaking. That's a big speech that he's giving. And so I've been writing a lot of that and blogging and doing different things. So the book writing's taken a bit of a backseat this summer, but I anticipate finishing by the end of the year, by December 1st, hopefully, is my self-imposed deadline. And that should get me into production and on schedule for next summer or at the latest September 1st.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So you started your career as a journalist, as you mentioned. So you've always written. What made you decide to go in the direction of writing fiction?
Well, I just think I didn't realize, if I would have known everything probably that it takes to do this as a profession, I don't know, it might have scared me. So I think ignorance is bliss. I started writing this way almost as a sort of cathartic process after my mom died, just to sort of, I wanted to write something with a happy ending. We'd been through kind of a long illness with her and it was really tough. And I knew she loved writing so much, so I wanted to do it, pay homage to her sort of in this way. And then this story just came out and it was happy and uplifting and made me feel better. So it was like free therapy. And once I knew how good it felt, I couldn't stop.
Okay. Do you have then advice for aspiring authors besides maybe ignorance is bliss?
Yeah. I think don't be discouraged if you do think that it seems like a lot, because it is doable. I started with virtually zero knowledge of anything. I finished my first novel and didn't even have anything in place for editing and had to go and kind of do all that. So it's doable and it's fun and it's interesting. And I think it's made me grow so much as a person. So I think if you even have an inkling that you might want to do it, sit down and start writing. And I would say treat it like a job. Really try to write a little bit every day. Set yourself a goal. That's helpful.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any certain rituals around your writing? Do you have, some authors talk about Pinterest boards or playlists or things like that. Do you have anything like that when you write?
I have both of those things, actually. I didn't know that was a thing, but I have, on my website, I actually have playlists for the first two books I'm about to publish, the one for House of Belonging, that music that had inspired me during the writing. And then I also have Pinterest boards, but I keep those private because those are like pictures of my characters and pictures of things that sort of inspired me. At some point, I think I'll get brave enough to make them public, but I don't want to plant any seeds for people. You know, people say, what does Wyatt look like? Or what does Lena look like? And I think when I'm reading a book, I love to create that for myself. And I don't want to ruin somebody else's idea of what they look like by showing them what I think.
Right. So mostly they're just for you to kind of keep track of the story and the characters, et cetera.
Reference. Yep.
Yep. Okay. When you have time to read, what are your favorite genres and do you have favorite authors?
Oh, I have a lot of favorite authors. they're all over the place, though. I love Moon Monk Kid. I loved The Invention of Wings was one of my favorite books. I love JoJo Moyes. I love Frank McCourt, who wrote Teacher Man and Angela's Ashes. As far as, you know, something that I've been reading recently is I've been reading some YA because I had somebody approach me and ask me about writing YA, so I thought, well, I better learn a little more. And I just read a couple of books by Jen Bennett. She wrote Starry Eyes, and then she wrote Anatomical Shape of the Heart. I loved her writing. I thought she was really clever and funny, and I enjoyed her work very much. And it's interesting, YA is written primarily from the first person, so that's got me thinking, too.
Mm-hmm. She writes young adult. Was there a specific genre, romance, sci-fi? What was her genre?
Hers is not, not sci-fi. It's romance, I would say, primarily, but it's sort of like coming-of-age novels, you know, learning about young people learning about themselves, but it's not dystopian or any of that stuff. It's very, and which I've read a lot of that, too. I mean, I've obviously read the, you know, the Twilight series. I've read the Insurgent Divergent series. So I read a lot of that, too, which I think there's a place, there's room for everybody, you know? It's all good.
Yep. Thank you. You mentioned that you have a website. So can you tell us where we can find your website and where we can find you on social media?
Oh, sure. So my website is easy. It's just www.andreatomey.com. So my name, it's pretty user-friendly. I think you can poke around. You can see I took the photographs of all three covers of my books, and that's
nice.
Something that I really enjoy, photography. So I have a lot of photographs under each book title that you can see, like, inspiration of the places anyway. So I have Aspen photographs and photographs in Tennessee. So that's all on my website, and my blogs are on my website. And then I'm also on Facebook under Andrea Tomey Author, and Twitter, just Andrea Tomey, and Instagram. So I share a lot of my, and I try to keep each of my social medias different. I don't like to put, if I put something up on Facebook, unless it's like if I'm going to share this interview, which I would love to do, I'll put it across all you know, platforms. But I put different things on Instagram than I put on Facebook, and I like to keep it interesting, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. All right, fun. Thank you. So we've talked about a lot, but is there anything else that we haven't covered that you'd really like people to know about your books or writing in general or anything that we haven't covered?
Well, one last thing I do love to do is, I mean, I'm really fortunate, you know, to have had a life. We've traveled a lot and done a lot, and philanthropy has been a big part of what we've done. So whenever I have local book signings in any of the cities that I visit, for example, I've got one coming up in Minneapolis next month, and so I donate all of my proceeds when I do a local signing to a charity that is in that city, and I really work hard to find one that I think is going to really benefit from the dollars raised, where all the money goes really toward people that need it. So that's something that's been really fun for me to give back in that way, and I think it encourages people to come out, and I love that people still like to read a hardback or a paperback book. You know, I love to read online too, but there's something about holding the pages in your hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Can you share the charity that you'll be donating to in, you said, Minneapolis?
I'm still finishing the details on that one in particular.
Okay.
I'm down to two, so I haven't quite decided yet. But like, for example, here we support, when I just did my book launch in June, I supported the West Suburban Community Pantry, which is near our house. And I've worked with them, my husband and I, for years. But they don't just do food for people in this area, but they do car seats, they do education. It's a really incredible place. So I choose places like that that are, you know, where I think the Red Cross does amazing work. It's a bigger organization. I really do try to choose something small and grassroots where it's going to maximize the giving.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you're at baseball right now. So
I'm at my son's tournament.
Wonderful. I will let you get back to that, but I really appreciate you taking the time out of your Sunday to sit down and talk to me. The book is House of Belonging. It's the third in the Hesse Creek trilogy. So, Andrea, thank you so much for joining me today.
Sarah, I'm so grateful. And honestly, on behalf of all authors, thank you for what you do, because we could not get the word out about our work without people like you who are so generous with their time and in promoting it. So thank you.
Oh, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. I will let you get back to your son's baseball. So enjoy your day.
Thank you. Happy summer to you.
Thank you. You too. Once again, I want to say thank you so much to my guest, Andrea Tomey, for taking the time out of her Sunday to join me. As she said, she was there at her son's baseball tournament, so she took time to sit in the car and talk to me, which I thought was pretty cool. So, Andrea, thank you so much. Again, the book is House of Belonging. It is the third in the Hesse Creek trilogy, and if you like that trilogy and you like the character of Van, then you have his story and his brother's stories to look forward to. Coming up in the next little bit. Let's just go with a little bit, even though it's a little more than a little bit. Definitely check out Andrea's books on Amazon. You'll be able to find all of her links for her website and her social media on the blog post, which is www.gsmcbookreview.blogspot.com. One of these days I'll be able to say it without having to stop and figure out what in the heck I'm saying. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you will join me again next time when we talk more about books. But in the meantime, instead of talking about books, why don't you go out there and get lost in a good book? Thanks.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.